This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Kurana. The French city of Avignon remains the epicenter of global diplomacy today as the G7 summit enters its crucial phase. With India participating as a partner country, all eyes are firmly set on a highly anticipated bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, scheduled for later today on the sidelines of the summit. During today's engagement, they are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled today to participate in the G7 working session on reviving balanced, inclusive and sustainable economic growth for the benefit of all, and the working lunch on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of artificial intelligence. The Prime Minister will also hold trilateral meeting with EU Council President Antonio Costa, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and a bilateral engagement with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on all the nations to ensure security of global maritime routes and protect seafarers from conflict-related threats. Addressing an outreach session of G7 summit in Avignon, France, Mr. Modi said that conflicts in West Asia have disrupted global trade and caused loss of life, highlighting the growing risks to maritime trade and the human cost of instability in West Asia. Prime Minister said it is our responsibility to ensure the safety of the seafarers who connect all nations through global maritime trade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that affectionate respect and acceptance instill a sense of pride and contentment in a person. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi noted that this not only boosts self-confidence but also infuses a new sense of energy and enthusiasm. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has highlighted that India's annual defence production has surged to an all-time high of 1.78 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that this milestone represents an impressive 15.6% growth over the previous fiscal year's output of 1.54 lakh crore rupees and a staggering 110% increase since financial year 2020-21, when the figure stood at over 84,000 crore rupees. He added that indigenous defence production has increased nearly fourfold from 4,746 crore rupees in the financial year 2013-14. National Testing Agency, NTA, has urged parents and candidates to beware of the scammers ahead of NEET examinations. In a social media post, NTA said that scammers on Telegram are running channels demanding money ranging from 14,000 to 25,000 rupees with the claims of sharing the re-exam paper. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tributes to the third Sarsangh Chalak of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, Balasaheb Dioras, on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Balasaheb Dioras dedicated his life to the national service, social harmony and the character building of the youth and considered untouchability to be the greatest curse. World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is being observed today globally. The theme for this year is Ranged Lands, Recognize, Respect, Restore, which calls for greater recognition of the economic, ecological and cultural value of range lands, respect for their traditional stewards and stronger investment in restoring degraded range lands. Domestic equity benchmarks traded flat in morning session today after a three-day rally driven by lower crude oil prices and optimism over a US-Iran peace deal. Sensex was trading at 76,817.58, up 8.58 points or 0.01%, while Nifty was at 23,988, down 1 point in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.